Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing a subject called The Bible Principle of the Counterattack, and this is part two from a six-part series, and the topic is a simple healing example. A person is sick and has cancer and is told by the doctor that they will die, so they go to the Bible, God's Word. His promises, find the scripture of healing that covers that situation and fights the good fight of faith and receives the healing by faith. After a while, the cancer goes completely and the person is healed. After a while longer, the symptoms come back to the person in their body and they think and confess and doubt God healed them in the first place. The cancer returns to their body because the person has opened up the door of their health through unrestrained thoughts, that is lasciviousness, and then they lose their healing, and this is called the counterattack. No matter what the situation is, when a born-again believer has the victory, a good fight of faith, Satan will try and come back and take that victory from the born-again believer and make them doubt that God gave them the victory in the very beginning. Let me now go a little bit further. This person was healed the first time by God through faith and his word in Jesus' name. The person became secure and relaxed in their position of faith and did not hold on to or protect the healing from what they received. Satan then applied pressure through the symptoms and the thoughts to make them believe that they were not healed. The person starts to confess, "I guess I was not healed the first time," and they got what they confessed. To receive a healing a second time is more difficult than the first time because the person thinks that God did not heal them the first time, so why would God heal them the second time? And so comes doubt and unbelief and defeat. This can happen to any area of a person's life, not only in healing, but finances, marriage, family, business, and ministry. I remember listening to a person who was a minister of the gospel, and he was traveling around following the healing wave that was going on in the 50s. And he said to the Lord, Lord, I don't understand. There's people I see are getting healed. They're properly getting healed, but later they lose their healing. Why? And the Lord said to him, because they haven't been taught to hold on or to keep their healing. In other words, a counterattack came. And the basic thing is, when we get delivered from something, we are delivered in Jesus' name and we have the victory. But if we're not watchful and careful, Satan will come along and put the symptoms in front of us again and make us think those thoughts that will lead us to our own defeat. He cannot defeat us, we defeat ourselves, but he uses different tactics, thoughts and symptoms and deceptions to change our thought life to start confirming or saying what he wants. Once again, I thank you for being with me. This subject's a very interesting subject, I find. I thank you and God bless.